Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-2. Doyle on the ground to third. Schmidt bobbles. He'll go to first. Not in time. Could have been a double play to end the game. The Giants don't get anybody out. And now it's a one-run game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was the big play yesterday afternoon in Colorado.
And the key word, Steiny, they didn't get anybody out. You know?
Not on that play, yeah. They didn't.
Hey, Edmonton Oilers. I was blocked in last night.
Well,
NHL okay. Final,
you can't
Steiner.
Just let it there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Edmonton Oilers last night.
Okay.
In the Stanley Cup final.
Okay.
Not finals, people. Came back from a 3-0 lead. Their deficit, 3-0 deficit. And the game went in overtime. They gave up a goal with like 18 seconds left to tie.
Oh, boy. That sounds like they choked.
All I'm missing on the call is Gary Thorne. Old school. He could call some hockey.
All right. What's that series now?
2-2.
And where's the next game?
Edmonton.
Okay. Who's favoring that series?
I'm guessing. I want to say Edmonton. Help me out. Well, four games. You're switching venues. Yeah, so I think it's in Edmonton.
Risotto, this is usually where Evan fact checks.
I wish I knew anything about hockey.
Well, you got a computer in front of you. All right.
Mapasta. He was honest, too.
So get this. This is kind of an anniversary of two interesting dates in San Francisco sports history, kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today is
so
the...
something happened 13 years ago today.
Oh, my.
And then something happened 9 years ago, Father's Day. You remember either of those?
I'm going to guess the sport. Can I guess the sport?
Sure.
I'm going to go, since we're talking about the Gigantes, I'm going to go baseball.
That's one of them, yeah.
Barry Bond. No, that one. He went
13
around.
Years ago.
Yeah, so, you got me.
Matt Cain, perfect game against the Astros.
That was Father's Day. Well, no. Yeah.
Well, it was on this date.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what the other
one? Ron Wotus about that.
Yeah, exactly.
He was in the dugout. The other, you know what? I don't even want to fire blanks. Just tell
me. Okay, the other one was Father's Day 2016.
Oh, man.
Warriors lose in Game 7 to the Cleveland Cavaliers, despite Draymond Green almost willing them to victory himself.
Well, you're the reason we were even in Game 7.
Oh.
We were up 3-1. Hey, let me ask you a question. Worst loss, that Game 7 loss at home on Father's Day, or Niners losing the Super Bowl in OT to the Chiefs the second one?
Oh, boy. That's a good question.
Go ahead, because I got mine.
Phrase it again.
Which loss do you think was worse?
Worse.
Super Bowl and OT, you didn't know the rules, whatever, and Kyrie hitting it over Steph.
I would say this. Now, based on history. Okay. And being asked that right now, I would say the worst loss is clearly the Super Bowl loss.
You are so wrong, but go ahead and explain.
And the reason it's the Super Bowl loss is because we're still in 2025 and the Warriors won four titles.
Wow.
And the San Francisco 49ers are in no man's land right now. Mm-hmm.
But what if I feel like you're cooking the books with the answer? It's not about now. It's about how we felt Father's Day when Kyrie made that shot. And this is the caveat. This is why I'm the winner. That was in your building. The Niners lost in Vegas at a remote site, the Super Bowl. That was in your house. Father's Day. So you were in the building. I was in Texas. Talk to me. Like, you what? That was worse than 19 finals against Toronto. That, to me, Carter came in here and said the Super Bowl was worse, but you're saying
I agree with Carter. But, if you're a Bay Area fan of all the teams, I think the Super Bowl now is their worst loss. And it's here's the other thing. They don't lose that game seven, they don't get Durant.
They don't need him. And we got robbed of that iteration of the Warriors bouncing back. I did sports radio when I was doing weekends and nights, Donnie, here on this station with the host, my boy Zach, talking about it was worth losing the finals because we got Durant.
You didn't
need him.
It was.
You had him down 3-1. Okay. And then Draymond winning family jewels. What are we talking about? Never losing the championship is worth anybody being added to your team. Durant was a loser before he got here, and he ain't won since he left.
I just got a text from Marcy.
Oh, my God. Hey.
She says you're coming through the live 105 studio right now. She doesn't know what's going on.
My bad, Marcy.
Well, first of all.
Steiny. Okay, they didn't need him.
Let's give Guru a little test here. Let's just see how delusional he is. Okay.
I can't even see the guys.
So, according to you, they win in 15. They lose in 16, which allows them to get Durant. However, you said they didn't need him. So, had the Warriors somehow won Game 7, they would have won four titles in a row?
No.
Well, then they needed Durant for the last two.
No, that version, it's a good book. I wanted to see how far that team could go as is. And they were up 3-1.
We saw how far. They got beat in the finals.
But some stuff happened.
Stuff always happens.
The stimulus package that Stephen A. says was given to LeBron and the Cavs. I just hate I did not get to watch that Warrior team as is come back because they had Cleveland down 3-1. And they were fighting in the locker room. My boy Phil Handy was coaching on that staff. They were going at it. Players, they had no answers. And that
apparently
day happened.
They did.
Yeah.
Again, had they won in 16, they never get Durant, then what happens in 17 and 18 in your mind?
That I don't know, but couldn't 17 and 18 culminated in a 2022 title?
Probably not.
Without a Durant?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I mean, has anybody ever won four straight NBA titles outside the Celtics in the 60s?
I'm not saying that part.
Well,
I'm just
asking you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you said they would. I'm just.
But you're one of them. Just we'll put this to bed. I think we talked about it.
Be very careful.
You're one of those people that really believe, you know, because the rumor is Draymond went in the parking lot and called Kevin Durant.
Yeah, with tears in his eyes.
You really think they were running out like this?
Yes.
Wow, man.
Yes.
I can't. They were up 3-1 in control. Janet Jackson. Man. I get it.
Like, this is what I. This is. Okay. They lose game seven, okay? The Warriors. Draymond Green is in the parking lot on the phone.
Allegedly.
Begging Kevin Durant and actually saying, we need you.
Allegedly. If you listen to Bogut and Harrison Barnes, that courtship started
exactly
before that parking lot.
Exactly. Makes it even worse.
Yeah, that I don't like.
The Warriors are lucky they didn't get fined for collusion. That thing was going on since January.
Oh, man.
Shame. Shame on them doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Durant's not here. Yeah. He's the biggest name in the offseason, apparently.
I think Giannis is.
They say he's not going anywhere now.
No. Well, those are words. Well, would you be shocked?
Those are reports.
Yeah.
He likes Milwaukee. He's raised a family there.
All right. You love the league. You love the association.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's cosmetic crap.
If you could just take a step back, because I know you're such a fan.
That's all I do.
Where would you like to see Durant end up?
You know what? Cue up the Jeff Van Gundy. I couldn't care less.
But you did. Come on, Stein. Who could use him the most? Because I got my answer.
Like, it's not that I don't care. It's that I can't
talk to
impact
him.
It or affect it.
I'm not
anyway.
Asking you to.
So,
like, sometimes that's what the microphone's for. I think it's the Rockets.
Okay.
And somehow they could get him.
Right, there you go.
But so it's the Rockets
for you. I don't have
Spurs.
A strong opinion.
Spurs?
Like, I like to just see, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with, that's Durant and the Spurs. Oh, that'd be interesting. Houston's got some young players. Yeah. He'd be interesting there. Golden State, well, he has no interest in coming back to this hellhole. But, you know,
hey, watch him out.
That part's fun.
Yeah.
But I'll wait to see where he ends up going, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah. Trevor Trombo on the chat says, I'm actually on Steiny's side on this.
What was my side
I guess
again?
Not caring.
It's not so much I don't care.
I
it's that
you.
Let's let it play out, and then we can all have an opinion on it.
Yeah, tell Marcy I'm sorry. I got loud.
You can tell her. You can tell her.
What about the advice she gave me?
You know what's funny is?
Once a week? That's too much.
You know what's funny is,
that's 4 times a month.
You kind of did take me back to 7th grade. When she came in here.
Which is?
You know, some guys.
I ignored you.
Some guys get around a woman and they
hey,
they can't talk.
Pasta.
Other guys get around a woman and they can't shut up.
Hey. Oh, man. Hey, boy. Yeah, you are something else, man. I don't know what that says about you. Stocky. I was just happy for anybody else to come in here. Give me something.
I don't have those problems. I'm always the same. I'm consistent.
That's pretty good.
Mr. Consistency.
I was shy in high school, though, Stoney.
You know what, Goo? Two things. Oh, I got three things. So, this will stick to Giants baseball just a little bit. But first, let me say you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed, as Mookie Betts would say, in San Fran. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Goo, go ahead and tell everybody. Go ahead. It's the first thing you said today, and... Just go ahead.
About the country?
No. Well, no, that was yesterday.
Apparently
you went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. If this guy couldn't do stand-up comedy, I don't know who can.
I broke my back.
So you came in today, and you feel like you've discovered something. You figured something out.
We got results from
Tell our listeners.
Okay, real quick. I got the results yesterday about 4:30. I sent them to Dibs. The picture and the definition, sent him to the boss just because he acted so concerned about me last week. I send the findings. He comes out in front of you and says, I'm blocked. Like, damn, boss. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't my imagination. Something was going on. So I have a 50-year-old knee, but I also have...
I thought you were 43.
I feel 35. Enthoopathy of the patellar tendon. So that is the front of my kneecap is what was giving me pain.
Say it again.
I tried to give it to you. Oh, boy. Enthesopathy. Like Popscott's neuropathy.
Okay.
So this is enthesopathy, but it's of the patellar tendon, and there was a bruise. I took a fall in pickup, so I'm okay. I don't need Cutnon, ice, ibuprofen, and I'll be back. And I was so excited, I sent it to you.
I didn't see it.
When you think you have friends and family.
You're omitting the punchline.
Oh, it's jumper's knee, too. They call it jumper's knee. So they thought, you know, I'm a leaper. So no shocker that I got jumper's knee, Snotty.
Oh, my God.
Dibs is on his way to L.A. He was driving, so he couldn't read the text. My man called me back. I couldn't get it. But, man, I'm okay, man. I got jumper's knee, and I can leap.
This guy is so unbelievable.
I'm just telling you.
I was so proud.
When they said jumper's knee, I said, go figure. Stoddy, I get the boards. My boys will tell you that.
There's a reason guys like Andre Miller never got jumper's knee.
He couldn't jump over a newspaper, Stoddy. Damn. But I'm just letting you know, if that don't tell you your boy was active on the court, playing above the rim, I don't know what will. And I'm lightweight proud of it.
I gotta tell you.
There was something going on. I felt it. And I still do. But I'll be back.
So, yeah, there's something. Listen, a lot of times I fake being angry. But there is something that bothers me about Guru actually thinking, I got jumper's knee. I don't know. There's just something that
positive. I'm just reporting the doctor findings, man.
So, Steiny, do you think it's something else that he has and maybe the doctor misdiagnosed?
I don't believe any of it.
Well, here, I got it right here. A jumper's knee is an overuse injury where the patellar tendon connecting the kneecap to the shin bone becomes inflamed at its attachment point. The inflammation causes pain and tenderness in the front of the knee, especially during activities that stress the knee extensions.
Right, so when you're shuffling up and down the court, you theoretically have the same issue.
I wish you could
watch
me.
You're a shuffler.
Steiny, I don't like those guys. I run like a deer up and down. I pay respect to the game when I play. I run.
By playing, you're disrespecting the game in the first place.
Why?
At your age.
Oh, my. Will you get over it?
You're going to get hurt.
I got a picture in my phone. He's 66 years old. Thomas. Guy is in shape better than me and plays ball. That's what I'm striving for. But I feel good. I knew something was wrong. But jumper's knee, go figure.
Exactly.
That bothers you.
So you never had jumper's knee when you could actually jump? I don't get it.
I've just been playing for a long. Let's just say if I was a Cadillac, Snotty, the odometer's at 180,000 miles.
You've been playing for a long time, but have you been winning for a long time?
Well,
yeah.
I got you as a partner, so I am.
I'm lost. I'm out.
That's true. So
I can't believe you set it up like that. I'm like, what is this dude talking about?
You said jumper's knee before you said hello today.
I got you.
You know me. I don't like to do shows fueled by anger. Do you have a most disliked Dodger?
Yeah, the video came out. It's just funny, whoever does the editing, how some people get in there 9 times and then other people get in there a second.
I just asked you if you had a Dodger.
Steve Garvey, Steiny, he bothered me. He thought he was – he never said it, but he just carried himself. Popeye arms, hair almost like yours, a little better than yours, Steiny. Just thought he was the man at first base. And then I grew up and I respected him like, damn, dude, wasn't so bad. I was just a hater. But Steve Garvey would get that award for me.
All right, because I was thinking about this. The Dodgers are actually a team where you can be a fan of many different teams and hate many different versions of the Dodgers.
That's real.
You know, you could be a Yankee fan, you hate them. You could be a Giants fan, you hate them. You could be a Padres fan, you probably hate them. You could be an A's fan and hate them for 1988.
Good call, Kirk.
So it's funny because we did that video where who's your least favorite? You know, who do you sports hate? I always like to say sports hate. You make it clear. Yeah. And so they stuck a camera in front of me and said, Steiny, who do you hate the most on the Dodge?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dodgers. And my first thought is, well, first of all, you can hate many Dodgers for many reasons. I grew up a Yankee fan, and so the Dodgers that I hate is all-encompassing.
Mm.
I hate Ferguson. I hate Yeager. I hate
Steve.
Garvey. I hate Lopes, Russell. I
Davey.
Hate Say. I hate Rick Monday. Can't stand Don Sutton. Mike Marshall was overrated.
Dude, look
there
at
were
you.
Three Dodgers that I kind of liked.
And you didn't mention one, so I guess he's going to be in the three.
There's three I like. Dusty Baker, Reggie Smith, and Jimmy Wynn, the toy cannon. Those are the three guys I love to watch.
What Other about Lasorda, who Shasky can't stand?
I mean, Lasorda and Walter Alston, both of them I don't like.
Now, did you mention Hershiser?
No, see, I don't hate Hershiser.
Neither do I.
Because he was later than,
right?
Like, he didn't hurt the Yankees at all when I was a Yankee fan.
Davey Lopes was my runner-up. It was something about the stash and I don't know what it was, Donnie, but he was a guy that just rubbed me the wrong way.
You know what's unbelievable? How about this? Can somebody explain why things stick in your head and why they don't? Risotto, I'm going to ask you a favor. Just because you said Dave Lopes. Now, I have a memory of one of his seasons. And you tell me if the numbers I remember are right. I want to say 1 year, Davey Lopes hit 28 home runs, the most in his career. 28. That's what sticks out.
Damn, D went for 28?
What year was that?
That was 1979. His age 34 season had 28 home runs, knocked in 73 runs, and had 44 stolen bases. He was an all-star that year.
Yes,
sir. For a second baseman, that's some pop.
Yep.
28. I'd have been like, hell nah.
It's weird. Like, Ron Guidry, 77. 1977, 25-3, 1.74 ERA.
Now, that's impressive, but I got it. I don't want to take your shine away, but you played Strat-O-Matic.
Oh,
so you were
you
into
know
the
it.
Numbers.
Like, what was Bob Gibson's ERA the year that he absolutely dominated?
1.47.
1.12.
What? Just think about that, man. Yeah. People were scared of him. Peter Stein, he might.
In 1976 or 7, George Foster. Remember him?
I already know
former
this
Giant.
One. I know this
Led
one.
Led the league in homers. How many?
52.
That's correct.
Yeah, go!
That is correct.
Yeah, Stoddy George Foster.
I think baseball is just synonymous with numbers. I mean, that goes without saying, but
we're paying this guy.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I hope you're aware. Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
That's my guy.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced? I love
it. Stoddy, 1.12 ERA. Boy.
I mean, just give me something else.
Lou Brock. How many stolen, do you know his high in stolen bases in a season?
Yes.
I don't.
114. 114.
Lou Brock.
God. Give him eight more.
Oh, 122?
Yeah.
118.
All right. I was, one in the teens.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
But you already passed this test. That was impressive.
Lou Brock was second in the MVP voting that year, too.
Hold
you want to guess?
What year? What year?
1974.
Okay. You get two guesses. You go and I go.
Oh, we'll just go back and forth. I'm going to say Johnny Bench.
I'm going to say Reggie Jackson.
Johnny Bench was fourth in that voting, and Reggie Jackson was in the American League.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been on one.
NL
so
MVP 1974 was National League. I'm going to go with.
I'm going with Aaron.
That might be right.
Aaron was older at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Still in the league, but a little bit older.
Stop when you're here.
How
dude.
About 1970?
Come on, Steiny.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Joe Morgan.
If I hear this, oh, what is
Joe Morgan was eighth in the MVP voting that year.
And I'm not cheating.
Give me the team.
Yeah, then
he was already mentioned.
Not
you
Garvey.
Hate him, Steiny. You
Steve Garvey?
No. Who did you hate?
Steve Garvey was an MVP.
Garvey was the MVP
Steiny,
in 1974.
Wow.
Well, now I really hate him.
And yeah. The third, after Garvey and Lou Brock.
Just give me the team.
It was Dodgers. You called him overrated.
Dave Lopes?
Mike Marshall.
You know why? Oh, here's another number that sticks in my head. 106. Appearances he made one year that's still probably the record. 106. Thank you.
Dude, that, wow, man.
Thank you very much. Yep. You got to love baseball numbers, yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Numbers are numbers are numbers.
You know who I...
He pitched 200 innings that year, by
yes,
the way, and did not start a game.
Nope.
That's when men were men!
Yeah. I hope Willard's listening to this segment.
You are so...
What are you looking at me for?
You talk bad. You talk a big game with Will.
Huge dude. Game.
Hey, Will, huge how you game. Doing?
All right, coming up on the other side, we'll find out. We'll see what's happening on the other side. But I know this, what's coming up on the game is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru, let's play a little game. When I say Dodgers-Giants, what do you think of?
Barry Bonds versus Gagne.
All right.
Remember, he hit the home run, but they lost the game. But it was one of the best at-bats ever. And I believe they were in an all-star game 2 years prior, Steiny. I believe it was 2022. USA, help me out, Goo. Come on. USA, Japan, and they had talked about facing each other. And Gagne said, if I face you, I'm going to just throw – it's mano a mano. I'm going to throw a fastball right down the middle. And that's what Bond deposited in the McCovey Cove. Mm. You remember what year I'm talking about?
No, not the year.
Yeah, but.
The year.
Yeah, but.
2004.
Thank you, buddy. In 2002, they were in the, they had that conversation about they faced each other.
I got you. Yeah. Well.
I kind of disagree.
I made a little bit of a mistake.
Uh-oh, what happened?
But it's marginal, and only one person caught it. Yankees won the titles, and they went back-to-back 77-78.
Beating the Dodgers, though.
Ron Guidry was 25-3 in 78, the second year, not 77.
That's impressive knowledge. Who caught that, the text or the chat?
The text, the 510.
The same person that tweeted.
I'm sure he looked it up.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
The only thing gurus jumps to is conclusions.
Wow.
That was nice. That's a writer. Like I always say, you got the sense of humor, Stoney. You could write. Larry David, you could write. We got some dudes here that could dibs for sure. Dick Shasky Bonte.
Dick tried stand-up comedy. I'm pretty sure.
I want to say, or I know, how did that go?
Doing sports talk radio.
Squirt here, dude.
Oh, he's not coming in today.
No, he's off. He's at Disneyland with the baby.
You're renowned
now
for being the office gossip. When was Dibs scheduled to leave for L.A.?
That's a Nahegan question, but if you listened during the crossover, he told us he was headed out. Dude, gossip, please. Ain't no gossip around here.
Nobody knows the inner workings of not only 95.7 The Game, but Odyssey like you.
Please.
You're a seasoned office worker, essentially.
Oh, stop. Marcy mentioned something about pay I didn't like. She goes, oh, yeah, taking my girl out, the wife out. And right. Like, yeah. She didn't mention Groupon, but that's what I was getting from her, as if I didn't have it. Look at the boss looking at us. Don't look to your right. Don't look to the right, man.
What could that have been about?
What? He's still right there. Hey.
Oh, I gave him grief for not being here.
Oh, yeah. When?
I tell you what.
He's the boss. Who are you, bro? I can tell you've never had many corporate jobs.
He vanishes for periods of a time. He does. Hey, what do you think of this? It doesn't mean anything, just non sequitur.
Yeah.
But since Evan's here, we don't really have to stay on.
Well, Evan's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah. Thank you. What do you think of this? So, you know, I just heard this the other day. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was talking about, you know,
the greatest
players of all time. And they asked him who the GOAT was, the greatest of all time. And he said, yeah, there isn't one. You can't do it. The eras are too different. And every era had a great. And so I was thinking maybe instead of saying Curry's the GOAT, we just say Curry's the God. He's the greatest of time right now. He's not the greatest
did
of all
time. Did you
steal
that, honestly?
I swear to God, I did not steal it.
I'm not mad at that.
He's
but
a God.
I would tell Kareem, let me tell you about math.
Oh,
here
we go.
There's this word called division, and we can break it up into centers and then have that conversation. But Michael Jeffrey Jordan is by far the best, most complete, dominant basketball player ever. And the world knows it.
Well, you're wrong.
So there was a little haterade coming from the captain, who I love, by the way.
You're wrong, because if you're going to cite those numbers, there is no...
I don't need numbers.
Wilt Chamberlain is the most dominant player in our game's history.
But a lot of what you're giving Wilt for wasn't his skill. It was who he was playing against.
Well, he led the league in scoring.
No.
He led the league in assists.
His accolades are second to none.
Okay, so he did everything.
But was he the best big ever? Or was he better than Kareem? Kareem doesn't obviously think so.
I'm just saying the numbers. Yeah. The numbers are the numbers. Yeah. His numbers are untouchable.
Yeah, but Jordan wasn't a center. He was a guard, Stoney, and he was the best one to ever do it.
In your mind.
In the world's mind.
In your mind. It's fine. I'm just saying, look at Wilt Chamberlain's numbers and they'll never be duplicated.
Okay, that's a different story. I get that.
No, not at all. It's the same part of the same story. So, you know, LeBron, he's a god. He's not a goat. Even Bird and Magic, they're gods. They're not goats. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
You're
using it the wrong way. I like what it means, but bottom line is there's one goat, and his name is Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
That's fine. And you think
he's incredible.
And you think the Warriors
have
six titles.
Then he hit a game-winning shot in college that we just forget about. Like, he told us he was on his way. Okay. GOATs are not announced. They just arrive.
There he goes.
Do you have, so you got your parables book out? I mean, tomorrow's not promised.
Those are gooisms.
Go through it?
Those are gooisms.
Here's the bottom line, too. The shot he made in college.
Yeah.
Freddie Brown threw the ball to the wrong guy.
But what happened? Jordan, Stoddy, we just forget
that. He hit the
that.
Shot with 16 seconds left. There's plenty of time.
Oh, boy.
Plenty.
It's such a fun Friday. You ain't gonna get me today. I know what you're doing. You're trying to bait me.
No, I'm not. What are you watching tonight? The NBA Finals or the Dodgers-Giants?
Well, Dodgers-Giants is what, 7:05, 7:15,
yeah.
So we'll have way of a head start. But I'll start with the finals. I will not – I don't do the watch both because there's only two, so I'll watch the whole finals game, put the phone down because I'm trying to cut back, and then watch the Dodgers-Giants in its entirety, no commercials. And you know what I do? It's kind of fun, Stoney. Then I go back to Twitter and start from the time that I was off. And see you, Pasta, everybody, Shasky, Bonte tweeting, Frankie about the game. And then I'm like, oh, this is what they were talking about, that play.
And then
I kind of rewind.
You steal it from them. Like when you see all this stuff that was important that you didn't have being important, then you can say, yeah, I had it. Yeah, it was very important.
That's yucky.
Yeah, I know.
Are there people like that?
One's wearing an 11 Parsons jersey right now.
Please, stop.
By the way, why?
Talk to me. What you got? Because they put a poll up in the morning.
What was it?
The results.
Okay, what was it?
Bay Area fans, who do you hate more? I hope you haven't seen it. And I believe you have.
I haven't.
The Dodgers or Cowboys?
I'm a terrible person to ask because I'm not a Bay Area fan.
But you live here, so you know what I mean?
It feels like the Dodgers are more of a rival.
77% Dodgers, yeah. Not a rival route right now, just in general. Who do you hate more? 77-20 whatever.
I mean, this gets down to something very simple, and that's the Dodgers have had more success than the Cowboys over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And
but who's broken
close.
Your heart more? I know the Cowboys beat Steve Young a few times. He got over on him once, too, to get that Super Bowl 95. But the Dodgers, just in 2021, they sent you home.
Yeah, that's why I think it's the Dodgers.
Pasta's too young to know, right?
Who?
Pasta. Steve.
Although he is a historian. He is a historian. It should be fun tonight. Good pitching matchup, Webb against Yamamoto.
Take the under. 6.5. I like the under.
What did... Oh. Hey, how'd that game turn out for you yesterday? The Mets.
That was a loser.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. No, it was...
They won. The Mets won the game.
But they had to win by two. They won by one, giving up three damn runs in the ninth.
How do you do it?
Dude,
Seriously.
I don't know how I have hair.
4-0 in the ninth inning.
I should be George Jefferson, Stoney. With my life, the dysfunctions, blue chew, and my hair is still standing. I don't know how. It's the vegetables I eat.
So you and I are both fathers. We got six kids between us.
That's a lot.
As far, yeah.
Well, I have friends that say that and I don't like it.
As far as we know.
Hey, yeah. That's scary. Hey, I don't like that. I don't play that, but go ahead.
So I heard a story once. Hopefully it's not a – I don't think it's a – like he told me, so I
okay. –
so get this.
It was Stoddy.
It was about 20 – when Don Nelson was coaching the Warriors the second time. He was a little bit older, and he met this young woman.
Yeah.
Who said, I'm your daughter. And he said, what? I'm your daughter. And, you know, he didn't know about it for most of her life. And then he found out. And I'll give him credit. He's like, wow, welcome to the family.
Wow.
How you doing?
That like, happened. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. You know, probably how's your mother doing? But, yeah. Then, like, he's like, oh, this is awesome. I got a daughter I didn't know, even know about.
No. That speaks to his character, yeah. too. He didn't run. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, missing out?
Well, I know that that's not my case because I didn't.
You weren't,
I
got you.
I was getting, you know what I mean? And not much was happening back then for me, Goo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And Tupac, the great Tupac, rest in peace, said, only God can judge. But Stani, I do judge, and I need to stop doing it. But when I had friends that knew or weren't in their kids' lives, I'm like, we can't be friends. You don't know that I feel this way, but you know, that says it all, right?
Yeah.
No, but I got every tennis shoe in the book.
So I was thinking about this. So we got Father's Day on Sunday.
Can't wait.
So I got two questions, and this can be to fathers and mothers, but it's two questions. One is, and I'm going to ask you, Goo, and then I'll tell you mine.
Oh, my God. I know why the boss was looking in the window now.
Why?
Because I said he blocked me on text. I might be in a little trouble.
Okay.
Damn. Well, go ahead.
So, Father's Day Sunday. So, who out there has a story about your father that's linked with sports? Is your dad the reason you're a fan of a certain team? Is your dad the reason that you like one sport over the other? Is your dad the reason you like sports at all? 888-957-9570. What role, if any, did your dad have in your sports fandom? Was there a poignant moment between you and Pops?
I'm about to tear up, man.
And 888-957-9570. A lot of young men and young boys and girls get their sports interest from Pops. Can be Mom, of course, but Mother's Day's passed. And so I was just wondering if anybody wants to share some stories about their dads and how they drew them into the sports world. That would be my first question about
that is awesome.
About Father's Day. And then secondly, this one seems to be becoming kind of like the, is pineapple okay on pizza?
It's not.
Okay. And here it is. If you are a father and you have a spouse, a partner and kids and pets, so on Father's Day, do you, A, spend it with your family, or B, you don't have to spend any of it with your family because it's Father's Day?
Because I got a story.
But what do you do?
Yeah, I got a story.
Is there a rule there?
No, I'm being honest. I'm growing in this because you talked about what your father asked for, and it was kind of like, give me me time. I'm fine. But Stani, my son, Daryl, is moving into an apartment, and my wife just sent me a text message because we're going to a fish fry at my Uncle Billy's house later on that day. So Sunday morning, I said, where are you guys taking me to breakfast? She goes, oh, we're going to move Daryl in the other apartment. I said, I'll show you the text. Sure. I said, it's Father's Day, all caps. She's like, yeah, we'll see you at your uncle's. Nah. Well, listen, I'm not helping nobody do done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dada, I'm going to be a fat rat in the bed watching the games until we got to get ready. So I'm offended, Stoney, that my Father's Day is starting off with what word am I looking for? Chores. And y'all leaving me to be by myself.
What's your chore?
To move Daryl in from
you
one
gotta
apartment.
Do, you gotta be.
I'm not doing anything. They're doing it, okay. But I'm offended that they're picking Father's Day to do it.
I misunderstood.
Like, I'm a little hurt, but I'll be okay. So I'm driving up in the caddy by myself. So I go, me and my daughter ride together. She goes, what makes you think your daughter doesn't want to see Daryl's room? I go, oh, so all three of you are going to go do that early in the morning.
Right.
I got the remote.
So you're not going to help.
No. It's Father's Day. I ain't
Goo,
moving nothing.
Goo, I am with you.
I'm not 100%. Moving nothing. Don't lift a finger. And where are the gifts?
Well, that's
boy,
what I don't
if they
do.
Don't make it up to me, oh, boy, Daddy, I'm going to be hurt. I can't believe they're moving Sunday. Wilmington, the Miami Q.
Why can't they do it tomorrow?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's disrespectful.
That's why, Marcy, we don't have date night morning. That's what's going on with me. Because the wife called that shot. Stoney, I'm going to bump on the pickle Sunday, baby.
Good for you. I think the rule is you do anything you want.
I'll say, Guru will be hitting it hard at the cafeteria today after work. But that hurt me.
It's a Friday.
And I don't have anybody to talk to about it. That's why I didn't know you were asking me. It does. You're right.
Is there any chance me is not listening today?
Man.
I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised at Mia. And I'm her biggest fan.
And the way that it read when she was like, kind of get over yourself, I'm like, wow.
Now, the way we do it is it's just my day. I'll do whatever I want.
I'm not about to crash out.
I'm looking at golf in the morning.
That's nice.
Watching golf in the afternoon and then watching baseball at night. Seriously.
I love it.
The only question is where I'm going to be watching the games. Is it in
Could you hook up with Dana?
That's or what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll touch base with my buddy Dana.
I'm going to hook up with Silk Basie. We're going to have one later on in the evening.
After you worked up a good sweat from moving in little Daryl.
I'm not doing nothing. Wow, man.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Coach P. Coach P's in San Jose. Let's pull at some heartstrings. Why not? Got nothing else to do. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Hey,
doing
hey.
Well.
Early happy Father's Day to you both.
Back
thank
at you.
The show. You guys are the number one on 957. Just want to throw it out there. But real quick, man, and you know, I know it's hard, but, you know, it's ugly, but it's necessary. But I'm a diehard Raider fan. You already know this. And it's because 100% of my pops, man, Coach Bob, that's how his name. He also coached too. And yeah, I mean, he's a legend here in Fremont, California, man. I mean, he had a baseball league going for damn near 20 years. I mean, he loves coaching, but every Sunday he would take me and my brother, didn't matter, LA, as soon as they came back in 95, Section 331. I mean, we were there. You know what I mean? I remember seeing Tim Brown in his, I think it was 10,000 catch. I remember they stopped the whole game, the Monday night game. I mean, the in January 03 when we beat the Titans for that NFC for the AFC Championship game going to Super Bowl. Of course, Super Bowl didn't go the way we planned it, but I was 4 months old last time the Raiders won a Super Bowl. I'm 42 now. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot, but I still ride with that team, and it's 100% because my pops. And now I take it to the games, you know what I'm saying? We're going down to SoFi and all that. I can't afford a team tickets like he used to be able to, and obviously they're in Vegas, but best believe there is one, two, maybe even a few games I take him throughout the year just because he's an OG and he deserves that.
Hey.
Happy Father's Day to my dad, Coach Bob. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Love you guys. Keep it going.
Thanks.
Let's go, Oakland. Go Dubs.
Look at him. Yeah, happy Father's Day to Coach P's dad, Coach Bob. Now, we're getting some texts on the YouTube chat, and some people are saying, don't utilize all your anger now. Is it possible that Mia's setting you up for some kind of Father's Day surprise under the guise little Daryl in?
It'll be a hell of this will be the super surprise of ever, but I'm reading the tea leaves, Tiny, like the weather person, and I'm thinking, nah, this is it. They're moving.
Now, real quick, just so I understand this. Sunday morning, they're going to wake up early and drive to Santa Clara.
Yes, sir.
Move in little Daryl.
Yep.
And
go ahead.
And you'll spend the day as you want until they get back.
Yeah. And I think it was set up for me to say, hey, I'll come along. And I said at the beginning, Stoney, I can show the thread. It's fine. Maybe I should have her call in and you kind of just make her feel guilty. Like, is Goo really making this up? What is the ideology behind picking Sunday?
Here's why I don't want to do it, because if she does have anything cooking, it's not going to work, because then she's going to be...
Right. I don't think there's nothing cooking on the stove.
Well, of course you don't.
He's got to be out by the 15th.
He's got to be out by the 15th.
Yeah, June.
Okay, what's the day today?
13th.
It's the 13th. Why can't you... You got going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Running down there tomorrow.
What if this new apartment is like the site of just a really cool Father's Day brunch? You show up, some boxes, and there's, you know, something on the stove.
Pasta,
waiting.
My favorite movie is Pretty Woman. All right. Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. I just quivered and got goosebumps wishing that might be it. But I hate to break it to you, Stoney. I don't think that's it. But boy, that would be a blast. I got to be careful.
You'd be surprised.
I'm saying a lot without saying it, right? Well, and here I am asking Marcy about date nights once a week. And Father's Day is moving day. Wow.
Hey, we got, a minute?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, we got a lot of calls. So I'm going to push them all to the other side. Don't go anywhere. Shane, Jesse, Joel, Jimmy, Pete. And Christine, the question I'm asking is, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, would you like to share a story about how your pops, or you know, if you don't have a father, your mom, a parent of any kind, got you into sports, a memory of something? You know, Guru's dad is a big reason why he's a Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah.
Norm grew up in Texas.
Yes.
And then in sports, and I got some stories about my old man that may explain a few things about me, quite frankly. But yeah, just wondering if people want to share some touching stories about pops. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got 1 minute here, so how about if I just throw something out there, what they call a non sequitur.
Before you do, I read this from Marillo?
I won't have time to do it, but go ahead.
Forget Marcy.
Yeah,
Goo, you're going to need mercy, but go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, free agent.
Why?
Because he opted out.
No, why would Denver say night-night to that? I think he's coming back.
He had a player option. Okay. So he's now a free agent.
what do you get him in here to push pods?
Wow.
And yeah. Not to mention the 37-year-old.
What's his pay these days?
That's a great question.
Westbrook.
I think he made very little last year.
I love his effort. We all do.
I almost want to say like $5 million, but that's got to be wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe the mid-level-ish. Risotto's on it.
No, we haven't got there for him, have we?
I want to say he really took a
strong. I would love him on the Warriors.
Of course.
But he ain't playing behind pods. He wouldn't do that. He would look at pods like, man, hell nah. That's who he is. Give me that.
Risotto, you get it.
I think he made over $5 million.
Okay, so I was right on the money, or close to it. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's have some fun on the other side and talk about your dad and how he got you into sports. That segment was sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area. It's got easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.